this is an unbelievable opportunity for baseball. We mentioned branding and marketing your stars and how Bobby Wood already has more postseason wins than Mike Trout, who just didn't have postseason success or didn't make it to the postseason all that often. Judge, Witt, Jr., I mean, that is what this series should be all about from a MLB superstar marketing angle.
It's the only thing I would put on the screens. Like, almost to the point that people would be tired of it, if we're being honest. I would shove it in people's faces. I really would. Aaron Judge has played in so many postseason games. This isn't a Shohei Mike Trout situation. Aaron Judge has played in a ton of postseason games. But he's not been a big postseason performer. And I told you, the storyline is easy either way. Aaron Judge, the MVP on the New York Yankees, advances to another ALCS. Or he just took down the king. Bobby Witt Jr. took down the guy who won the MVP over him, even though it should have been Bobby's. Because that's the way I would sell the story. Look, I'm not saying Aaron Judge didn't deserve to win an MVP. He did. I just think Bobby Witt Jr. also deserved to win an MVP. And if you factor in all parts of the game, all things created equal, you would find out that they were equally great players. And I don't think that the vote is going to reflect that, sadly, because of home run totals. So, but you, as Major League Baseball, going to put those two guys standing back-to-back, holding the bat, saying it's Aaron Judge versus Bobby Witt Jr. Because while you can say, and sadly, Aaron Judge of the Yankees versus Bobby Witt Jr. Because in the other series, you make it about the big market teams. Mets, Phillies, that's a divisional matchup. Dodgers, Padres, with some Shohei tossed in there, right, obviously. That's the series. But this one should just be Aaron Judge versus Bobby Witt Jr. That's how I view it. I view this as a chance for Bobby Witt Jr. to stick it to Aaron Judge.
Well, even though
they don't even directly play against each other exactly, you know, but I look at it that way anyway. Like, as they're not, you know, it's like, it's not dual quarterbacks, but, like, you know, nobody's. Aaron Judge has
What's weird is, you know, so far, now it's two games for Bobby. He's delivered in every single possibility to help his team advance. He's come up with the game-winning hits and everything. But also, on the flip side, Aaron Judge, he's been in the postseason numerous times. He has not been able to take his team to the championship, which is ultimately how he is being judged. But in this series, knowing that the voting takes place before the postseason, keep that in mind, too, for those that are like, hey, if the Royals win this series, but Bobby Witt has another three game-winning hits, you know, and Aaron Judge doesn't do much in the series, which I find hard to believe, but if that's the case, people say, well, then even more, how did Bobby not win MVP? But remember, the voting was done before the season, but it sets the stage for next year and for the rest of his career. If Bobby has another huge series,
people always think he's a postseason performer. 100%. He could go 0 for his next 15.
And that is where your legacy is made. I mean, how many people across baseball, we've talked about how it's so regionalized now, but especially when you're in Kansas City and you're not in New York, you're not in L.A., you're not in Chicago, so many people just have never watched you play. Let's just be honest. They've not watched you play before.
Because you're in Kansas City. They had what? Five nationally televised games.
Yeah,
this year,
like the diehards can watch him on MLB.tv, but that's not the casual fan. The casual fan is not searching out Royals to watch Bobby Witt Jr. on a random Thursday night. I'm talking casual baseball fan. This could be the first time they ever watch him play because they're like, oh, Yankees? I'm watching because the Yankees are playing. Aaron Judge is playing. And then, oh, there's this
Who's
guy
this
named
kid?
Bobby Witt Jr. This guy's fun to watch. This guy's incredible. He, other than Shohei Ohtani, might be the best player in baseball.
And the most exciting player in baseball because he does everything. His game-winning hit the other day was on an infield single. And, Gold, you and I both knew and everybody knew in the bar. When he hit that ball, the way that it was feeling, I'm like, you're not getting him. Like, I knew before the ball was even at first, like, you're not getting Bobby. I've watched him run down to first enough. That ain't happening. I've watched beat Bobby Witt Jr. in the K enough. You're not making that
throw. Yeah, the infield hit is part of his game. You know, some people are like, oh, they got very fortunate.
That's absolutely what Bobby, we have seen
that because of the speed you just mentioned. That is something we'll probably see again in this series. Yeah, he has the ability to hit for power, obviously, and he was towards the tops in the league in triples. I don't know what the final numbers were, if he actually led the league or not, but he was towards the top of the league at one point.
I don't think he led in triples.
In triples. But the infield hit, that's not like some fluky thing for Bobby Witt Jr. He has done that countless times already.
That'd be like saying that when Aaron Judge gets a home run, it's fluky. I'm allowed to hit the ball in a way that makes me safe. And if I'm faster than every other player in the league, which he is statistically, well, then that's not like an anomaly. That is my game. That is part of what I do. No, he finished with 11 triples.
Okay.
What a ridiculous season. 211 hits led the majors, 45 doubles. I remember one time we made a big deal about Alex Gordon just having 40 doubles and not the rest of the stats. 11 triples, 32 home runs, 109 RBI, and 31 stolen bases. 332, which led all majors. Part of the reason he led the league in hits is because he probably had 15 infield hits this year. I don't know, maybe more. Doesn't matter. He also, for the times he does get the lead runner out, he never rolls into a double play. He is always keeping an inning alive. Whether he still gets the out, but he's still safe. All the other steals a base. He creates runs for you in a way that a lot of players can't. But yeah, if I were Major League Baseball, I am very simply just saying Judge versus Bobby Witt Jr. Those are our two biggest stars, and you and I talk all the time. Baseball is terrible at advertising its stars. And it might be because it's a regional sport. So, like, everybody knows who Kirk Cousins is on a Thursday night football game, but everybody doesn't know who Bobby Witt Jr. is nationally.